Now, seeing that these thousands of toys is quite nostalgic for a few people, what do you as curators want people to take away from such an exhibition?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think, you know, one of the great things about this project is that it works on a number of levels. And so when you come into the space, you're instantly hit with this, you know, incredibly beautiful installation that's colourful and completely immersive. And so there's a real sense of joy and, as you just said, nostalgia, as, you know, both the children obviously are kind of all their Christmases have come at once. But for adults, it's that sense of being able to reconnect with toys from their past, even though these toys are some of them are recently collected. We've found some that are, you know, quite old in what we found. But then the other element, of course, is that there is this very overwhelming sense of the mass of plastic that is there in front of us. And I think being able to walk away with those sort of two experiences coexisting side by side is a really interesting takeout.
Like, what do you do? I mean, children will always want toys to play with. So what can you do when this mass of plastic that will inevitably just keep growing?
That's another really good question. And I guess a key thing for us is that this is an art project and we don't want to be claiming to have all the answers, because actually it's a really wickedly complex problem. Mm. And something that the artist speaks a little bit about in his work is this idea of putting it in front of us and inviting everyone into the space to look at this as a shared problem. And actually, collectively, we all need to think about this and we all need to come up with our answers for what we can do. And that's really sort of something that we found is quite an important part of this project.
The artist is from Japan. So did you source all the materials from Japan or from Australia?
It's a combination. So over 100,000 toys have come from Japan, from the artist's sort of collection / accumulation, what he's sort of amassed over the number of years that he's been doing this kind of work. And then we also partnered with the St. Vincent de Paul Society to collect a number of toys from Sydney. So it's a combination of discarded and unwanted toys from Japan and discarded and unwanted toys from Sydney.
Catherine, you're based in Japan. How was it collaborating with artists and curators over here and bringing this all together for Sydney Festival?
Oh, well, it's really trying to find the common ground, the universal themes that obviously you want to bring work from Japan that people can understand to us at a certain level that makes sense to them in the context, but also then you're looking for the specifically Japanese aspects as well. I also love the two-way dialogue that happens between, say, the Japanese artists and the Australian audiences, because everyone learns. Hiroshi Fuji you know, really enjoyed this project because he learnt so much as well. It wasn't like he just came and, you know, did his bit and then left. He actually engaged with the community over 10 days doing workshops.
Fantastic. And what kind of cultural shifts were there, like, for him coming here and engaging with audiences here?
I think one of the things that he kept saying to me was he was really – the two main things. One was he was so delighted that Australians just kept coming up to him going, congratulations, this is awesome. So he felt that instant feedback, that instant sense of, wow, people are really getting this, you know, which I think sometimes it can be quite lonely for artists. They don't get that instant response. So that was really exciting. The second thing that he kept commenting to me was the fact that people were quite, I guess, political, and they really understood all the layers and all the messages in the project. So I think politically engaged and really engaging deeply with the work. So he was really kind of impressed and excited.
Yeah, Australia's kind of like, they're changing a bit. Like, we had War and Waste on ABC. That's been really pushing it. Craig Rucastle did a few workshops with you guys. How was it working with him on that?
Yeah, that was also terrific. I think, again, what was really interesting was the more that we were talking to Hiroshi Fuji about his work, the more we realised that it actually had really natural synergies with the War on Waste approach, which was that to a certain extent what Craig was doing with the ABC program was, again, just showing us just sort of showing us the problem in a sense. And yes, there were messages about what we might do, but actually, first and foremost, it was about, let's just look at this. Let's see. And the stunts that he was pulling, you know, with the Martin Place clothing and the big massive plastic bag ball thing. And Hiroshi Fuji's attitude was, if you want people to engage with really complex, serious issues, you have to make the entry point fun and engaging. And then, and also we would add to that, well, you need to, as Danielle was saying at the beginning, you need to kind of move people somehow. You need to strike them either emotionally or in a playful way to then get them to start nutting it out, because they're not simple answers and we don't have the answers. So what we can do is make that entry point engaging, get you in, and then, okay, now what are we going to do about it? So I think in that sense, Craig really responded to the work and really was just a perfect fit for us. And he was actually supported us right from the get-go. So he was fantastic.
Now, Sydney Festival, it ends tomorrow, very sadly. Oh, what are we going to do for the rest of the year? but what's going to happen with all these fantastic toys? I mean, you've given me a piece, Danielle.
Yes.
It is a repurposed McDonald's toy.
Yeah, look, that's a really useful object from, yes, the Golden Arches. As you can see, it's a battery-operated device that has no ability to change the battery. So, that's just a little special present for you, Sophie.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Look, a lot of what we have is being returned to Hiroshi Fuji's storage. And just as a side note, he did send us 200 crates of toys from Japan, along with the dinosaurs that were already made. And a comment that he made to us that was actually, once he took the 200 crates out, you couldn't even really tell that anything had been gone. It didn't really make much of a dent in what he's amassed over the sort of 17 years.
Wow.
A lot of it is going back to him because he'll continue to use it in his work and future projects. And then what we have here in Sydney, some of it is going into storage. We've had some people contact us and they're interested in taking it and using it in some of their own work. Wherever possible, we want to minimise what has to be thrown away. But obviously that's an unfortunate reality that not only us, everyone's dealing with, is what do we do with this stuff?